you the best player in the draft?
I feel like I am the best player in the draft.
Why so?
You know, I can do a lot of different things. I feel like I'm a very versatile player. You know, I can go out there, line up a receiver, line up in the backfield and block, line up back there and run. I can throw a pass if you need me to. And I feel like if I had to, I can play defense.
Darren, have you determined if you're going to run, do the full workout here, what
are you going to do? I might not go through the full workout, but I'm going to do some parts of the workout.
You going to run, or do you know yet?
Yes, sir.
What will you run?
No, I guess we're going to come Sunday morning. No, whenever we get a chance to run, we'll have to find out then.
Coming out early, was that a tough decision, or was it just time?
I feel like it was kind of tough for me, but by my coaches leaving, you know, it kind of made it easier for me, but I feel like it was time, too.
Have you gone through the interview process with some teams yet?
No, sir, I haven't got a chance to start my interviews yet. I know I'm going to hear a lot of different questions from everything, like the reason why I left early or the different incidents that I've had outside nightclubs and all kind of different questions.
How are you prepared if they ask you about, like you said, the business in the night, or how are you prepared to answer?
Just answer them and tell them how it happened, you know, and I know that I have put myself in a bad situation that I shouldn't have been in, and I take full responsibility for it. It was something they had people telling them something, and different things were happening. I guess people's words got misconstrued.
Was that, do you have an escalate though?
Yes, sir, I do.
Are you worried about how it's going to affect your draft stock?
That's something I haven't been worried about that at all.
I've read a little bit about you growing up. It seemed like football sort of offered an escape for you. Some of your brothers fell into some gang stuff. It seemed like
All the bad things were laid out in front of me. You know, at any point in time in life, I could have took the wrong road, but I feel like that I always stay on the right road and did all the positive things.
You have some success that Adrian Peterson had this year as a rookie in the NFL. I mean, people have compared you to him, same body type, things like that. I mean, you feel you could have the same type of impact, even if you go to one of these lesser teams.
Yes, I admire Adrian Peterson. You know, he's a great running back, and I feel like if I go and do all the work that I should do and put in the right work necessary, that I can have the same type of season that he did.
Is it important to you to be the first running back?
Whether I am or if I'm not, you know, I'm just going to go wherever I go to. I'm going to play my best.
Is it important to you to be the first player overall taken?
Like I say, whether I'm the first player taken or not, you know, I'm just going to play my best wherever I go. I feel like I know what Felix can do. You know, if he was a feature back at Arkansas, you know, I feel like he'd have been the same, you know. And I feel like that he could have started anywhere in the country if he wasn't playing behind me.
What do you think
you
need to
do? I'm just going to have to get adapted to the game speed and things like that. Have to get in there and learn different plays and things like that.
You didn't catch a lot of passes in college, but the scouting, of course, you have good hands. I mean, do you feel like you have anything to prove as a receiver? Are you ready to adjust to the pro game where you're going to have to catch the ball?
I feel like I have great hands, you know, because I've played a lot of different positions growing up. You know, I've caught a lot of balls, like, through high school and things, so I feel like I've had great hands.
You think the Wildcat formation can advance to the NFL?
I don't know if it could, but if it did, it'll be a great thing.
Would you like Dallas to trade up to pick you with all that talk, or does it matter what team?
For me, it doesn't matter. You know, wherever I go, I'm just going there to do my best. No, sir, I haven't thought anything about it.
Talk about throwing the ball. That's something, you know, as an old quarterback, I guess. You enjoy doing that, don't you? Having that out.
Yes, sir. It's something I love to do, to line up behind the center and take those direct snaps on, because growing up I played quarterback a lot, and it's something I just love to do, to be back there and being able to call the plays.
I mean, do you think that there's some room for that in the NFL, a little more creativity?
Well, I don't know if it'll be any room for it in the NFL, but, you know, if a coach wanted me to do it, I'm going to do it. Yes, sir.
What do you think about LT as a player?
He's a great player, you know. By him going back there and throwing touchdown passes like he's a quarterback, you know, it's just a great thing to see a running back do that.
Yeah, this year's class of running backs is really good. I mean, who would you say is the next best guy in the
country? Well, that I don't know. Everybody probably have a different opinion, but mine would be Felix Jones.
If we were a room full of general managers, what would you tell us what your assets are? What kind of a running back you'd be in the NFL?
Kids.
I feel like I'm a tough guy. You know, you can have me in on first down, or you can have me in on fourth and one. Or I can get long yards for you, or I can get short yards for you.
Some of the numbers you put up, the record you set, are with all the great backs in SEC history, Herschel Walker and so on. I mean, is that ever sunk in that, I mean, that you're up there with that kind of group of backs?
For me, it's something I really haven't thought about. You know, people are always telling me that and things, but it's something I really haven't thought about. It just sit in, let it sit in on me. No, sir.
No back that you like watching growing up or anything like that?
No, growing up I was a Terrell Davis fan. I used to like to watch Terrell Davis run.
Do you have any nerves about this whole process, any anxiety, all the intense interviewing and stuff?
It's very nerve-wracking. Something is going to be something you go through for the first time, so it's going to be nerve-wracking to you, but it's something that you have to deal with.
Can you talk about Adrian Peterson?
Well, a lot of people try to compare me to Adrian Peterson, say we have similar running style, you know, and I know he went in as a rookie, he did great things, and that's something I feel like I'm going to try to go in and do as a rookie also.
How tough do you think that'll be at that next level?
You know, it's going to be tough, but I feel like I'm a hard worker, so I'm going to go out there and just do my best. For me, I feel like I can adjust to any type of offense there is. You know, I feel like I'm just a natural ball player. So whatever offense that I'm putting, I feel like I can be able to perform in it.
Who's your favorite running back? I mean, the guys you watched growing up?
Terrell Davis. I was a big Terrell Davis fan growing up.
What was it about?
You know, I just the Denver Broncos, Terrell Davis, John Elway. You know, I just liked them. Well, I'll say by the things that Adrian Peterson did this year, you know, and how many teams passed him up, you know, so I feel like they don't want to let that happen two times. I think Kevin Smith. I know he's a great runner. For anyone to go up and put up 2,600 yards, they got to be a great runner. I don't know. It's something, it does offend me a little bit, but you know, but at the same time, I can't be offended by it because I put myself in those situations.
So what do you, when they ask about it, just tell them what happened? Do you hold anything back?
Yes, sir. That's the only way it is, you know, just tell them what happened, because I know if they talk to any of my teammates, any of my old coaches, they're going to let you know that I have great character, you know.
What happened?
It's something, like I said, I just put myself in a bad situation, a situation that I shouldn't have been in outside of a nightclub. I learned from my mistake. I'm not the same type. I'm not the guy that's going to go out and make the same mistake over and over. I learned from my mistakes.
What about your vision on the field?
I feel like I have great vision, you know, for me to see the holes and hit them like I did all year. You know, I have to have great vision to do that.
Are you surprised at all that this has come up kind of at this moment?
No, it's not surprising to me at all, you know, because I know it's going to be something that I'm going to the NFL. It's going to be a lot of character issues, questioning, things like that. So it's something that I knew was going to come up. I ain't Green Ghost.
Yeah, aren't you care to comment on the rumors on the internet about children
and things like that? It's something, like you say, people put out rumors. I had a fraternity test that I had to take and it came back negative, and they wanted me to take another one.